Well, no doubt my next guest's excited about what's to happen next week, Art Prize 2014. And you know, we're gathering the artists who make the requests. And actually, tonight is an Ask the Artist on the television side, 6 p.m. So we're going to be all over it. Artist Pamela Alderman is at it again. We welcome discussion of her entry, The Scarlet Cord, at the Ford Presidential Museum, along with a great partnership with Women in at Risk International, Jessica Rowland, who in the district retailing business. Good morning to you, first of all, Pamela.
Good morning, Shelley.
Yay. Jessica, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
All right. Pamela, is this year number six for you? Are you six for six?
Oh, yeah. Here we go again.
You love it, though.
I love it.
Yes. Tell me about you.
Well, I am an artist, and I'm excited about Art Prize, and I'm here from Grand Rapids. And Art Prize is just such a marvelous opportunity to show my art and to interact with the public. And I'm really excited about this year working with Women at Risk.
Tell us about you and Women at Risk, Jessica.
Women at Risk is a nonprofit organization based in Grand Rapids, and we work with a variety of risk issues that women face, both internationally and domestically. But human trafficking is kind of a big one that we're known for, and Pamela's artwork this year was focusing on child trafficking, and we just really wanted to get involved with her and help her raise awareness.
The Scarlet Cord, Healing for Sex Trafficked Children, by you, Pamela Alderman. Where and when do we see you?
Okay, so Art Prize opens next Wednesday. I believe it's the 24th. Mm-hmm. There we go. And I'll be at the Ford Presidential Museum, a 40-foot container. It's hard to miss. Yes, in the parking lot of the Gerald R. Ford Presidential Museum. And come look me up.
What are we going to see when we walk by your container?
Okay, so the container is inside. It's my mobile art gallery in this container, and inside I have 30 doors, weathered doors, representing the broken children caught within the commercial sex industry. There is a scarlet cord twisting throughout the exhibit, and that represents the psychological tether between the sex trafficked children and their traffickers or their pimp.
Where does Women at Risk International play its role, Jessica?
We really got involved in kind of coming up with a do one thing challenge in partnership with Pamela that will move people from learning this information to action. What can they do about it? Because a lot of times we hear another horrible statistic or story and we just think, what am I supposed to do? But there are practical things that we can do to protect children in our community. And so we're going to be giving people the opportunity to actually wear a scarlet cord on their wrist to commit to create a circle of protection around a child in their community. And that's just one of the ways that we're going to be encouraging people to get informed and get involved.
There are many other activities in addition to just, not just, but in addition to the container. I'm trying to visualize this, Pamela. It's
40 feet long.
Long.
8 feet tall, 8 feet wide.
Do I walk inside of
you
it?
You walk inside. Yeah. It's like the top of a semi, but it's on the ground.
Excellent.
Okay, so and then you walk through it. So you're walking through this exhibit of the 30 doors and the twisting red cord.
Will there be any writings, any readings?
Yes. I have a story that I've written about a child that's been trafficked. And I will have paintings in there, 4 pieces of featured artwork in there. And there will be some statistics in there so that the viewer can become familiar with what is trafficking and how does it affect us.
Yes. And of course, the question for you, I'll go to on this, Jessica. Trafficking happens locally, regionally, nationally, and internationally.
All of the above, yes, all of them. It happens in every community. It's something that is somewhat hidden, especially with the internet now. People can take advantage of that and be selling pornography. In every 5 pornographic images is of a child, and that is just devastating. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, it's definitely a wildfire that is fueled by demand, and it's something that we want to make sure people are aware of and tell them what they can do about it.
And Pamela, has there been a theme to your works throughout the last 6 years with messages that you've been assisting in spreading?
Right. The theme to my artwork is healing. And it's a variety of ways. In 2010, it was with the American Heart Association, the Go Red for Women. I did autistic children last year with a 400 or 4,000 paper birds in the Amway Grand Plaza Hotel. So just each year, it's a different theme, but the overriding theme is the healing. And it's interesting because for child trafficking, by confronting this harsh reality of child trafficking, we can activate hope and we can activate healing. And like Jessica said, through our Do One Thing Challenge, raising awareness with these red string bracelets, we're giving out over 30,000 bracelets. So come early if you want a red string bracelet. But War International is also hosting a self-defense class. Jessica, do you want to mention about that?
Yeah. We are going to be hosting a self-defense class for women in the community at the Croc Center, Salvation Army's Croc Center, after Art Prize. There's details at warinternational.org on our website. And that's just one thing we're going to do. There's going to be follow-up in the community after this, giving them ways to learn how to defend themselves and think defensively, but also help others that need that protection. Yeah.
Shelley, there is one other thing I just thought of. On my blog page, PamelaAlderman.com, we have this Do One Thing Challenge, and we also list about 5 or 6 local organizations where you can get involved with at-risk children by volunteering. So that's another way to activate hope or healing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess one of my questions is always, how can the community help in their own way if this is happening here? Just
a couple ideas. We got involved actually with a couple organizations and local groups to host a blue candle prayer walk against sex trafficking this Saturday evening. It starts at 7 o'clock. We'll be meeting at LaGrave Christian Reformed Church parking lot and then walking past 4 exhibits with local Michigan artists that are raising awareness on this topic. And we'll be ending at the park in front of the Ford, lighting blue candles in solidarity with victims. So we're going to be raising awareness there and then getting involved, coming down to the exhibit, learning about it, telling others, but then also getting involved, creating a circle of protection around a child. It could be as simple as mentoring a child that, you know, is in your neighborhood.
Again, talking Art Prize, Artist in the House, The Scarlet Cord, Healing for Sex Trafficked Children by artist Pamela Alderman. Of course, we are talking with the, I keep saying the word of course. Let's just get that out. I'm trying to break that habit.
It's your signature.
You know what? It's my my favorite pause quote. So I'm working on that. There we are, The Scarlet Cord at the Ford Presidential Museum. Thanks to you and, of course, a partnership with Women at Risk International. There is also a video that's involved with this, Pamela.
Yeah, again, the video, you can see it on my Art Prize profile at artprize.org or on PamelaAlderman.com. But I partnered with Kelsey Rotiers, and she's a singer and a musician, and so she sings, and she's inside my installation, inside the room of the 30 doors, and we just work together putting this out, and it's really a beautiful video. We've had a lot of positive response.
Yeah, go ahead, Jess.
Yeah, it's Kelsey Rotiers. We partnered with her at Women at Risk. She actually released an EP called Bear Hope that's all songs to raise awareness about trafficking, and we sell it at our boutique. One of the things we do offer for people to get involved is the ability to buy things that are handcrafted by women who are survivors.
And that can help with financial opportunities, with financial assistance.
Yes, definitely. And one of the things we're going to be doing is with Kelsey is actually hosting 2 concerts at the exhibit. The first 2 Sundays of Art Prize, it'll be a 2 o'clock concert in the afternoon on the first 2 Sundays of Art Prize, and Kelsey will sing and share, and it's going to be really powerful.
Yeah, I think those dates are September 28 and October 5th.
Yes. The first 2
Sundays,
the 2 Sundays of Art Prize. May there be sunshine on our heads. Pamela, remind me, you are an active artist. Will you be there for much of the time?
Yes, mm-hmm. much of the time. War is graciously Women at Risk, is graciously sending many volunteers to help me and to help tie the strings on the Art Prize visitors. But I will be there much of the time. And people like to talk to me. They like to know about the artwork. They like to know about the process. And I like to interact with the visitors. It's a great time.
Jessica Rowland, on behalf of Women at Risk International, what's the take-home message from this partnership?
I think it's that this is a problem in our community. It's impacting our children, but it's not hopeless. There is opportunity for healing, and there are practical things that everybody can do to protect the children and the individuals of our community.
More information for your good group?
Women at Risk International. It's warinternational.org.
Pamela Alderman, your final comments, including where to find you, come the opening of the Art Prize.
Yes, well, the Scarlet Cord is at the Gerald R. Ford Presidential Museum, and by activating hope and healing, we can restore children to places of hope, and I think it's a very meaningful cause, and I invite you to come down and join me.
PamelaAlderman.com?
Yes.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Take care.